famous for defending the Chicago Seven, and his involvement at Attica and Wounded Knee, attorney William Kunstler had an outsized personality and a tremendous appetite for life. In the play, Kunstler, tensions flare when he arrives on a college campus to give a seminar. The brilliant young law student assigned to introduce him objects to his appearance and is determined to confront him. Kunstler will run at Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga Springs February 3rd through the 5th, so that is tomorrow through the weekend. The play is written by Jeffrey Sweet, directed by Megan Fay, and stars Broadway veteran Jeffrey McCarthy in the title role. Jeff, it's great to have you back. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Really? I appreciate your support for this show.
Well,
It
is important stuff. We really enjoy having you on the program. We've talked to you the few times that this has come into our region. How did you first get married to this production and be a part of it?
The role, Jeff Sweet wrote the role for me to play. He, about 10 years ago, watched a film called Disturbing the Universe that was made by Bill Kunstler's daughters. And he called me up and he said, have you seen this? And I said, no. So I found it online. And he said, what if I were to write this play for you? And I said, absolutely, because I look a bit like Bill Kunstler, you know? So that was about 10 years ago. And then we did it at Hudson Stage. Then we did it off Broadway. And then we did it up at Barrington Stage. And here we are doing it again before we are hoping and planning to take it to the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland in August.
Mm.
It's been a great experience. Yeah.
What has been so great about it in the sense of seeing it grow and seeing it really find its way to be so relevant through the past decade?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll be real candid with you. I'm a liberal, and I was hoping that we could do it when Trump was running for president, but it didn't happen at that point. But it's amazing how this thing has a resonance that just continues and continues, because a lot of it's about racism and whatnot. And, of course, that's still a big issue in our culture. But he was a real articulate activist and, yes, a very colorful theatrical personality, which makes for a good stage character, you know. So it just continues to have relevance, and I will continue to do it as long as that's the case, which I'm sure will be the rest of my life, you know.
It's just you on that stage.
Well, no, and Nykyla Norman plays opposite me. She plays a young black civil rights student who is a bit disappointed with Kunstler because he did like to be the center of attention and would sometimes represent people that she disagreed with. And he was a big hugger. And so there were photos of him hugging John Gotti and all sorts of, duplicitous people. And she objected to that because her father was one of the Freedom Riders. And she was so turned on by Bill Kunstler when she was a teenager. And that's why she decided to become a civil rights activist and a student at the university. So she's calling him on all of his BS, as she would refer to it. And he handles it well. And I think in the end, her respect returns for him.
There are four performances starting tomorrow night, Friday. Be warm. Friday, February 3rd at 8, Saturday at 2 and 8, and Sunday at 2 p.m., all at UPH in Saratoga Springs, which is a beautiful venue, a great place to bring the show.
It is. We're actually the first play that's ever been done in there. It's usually a music venue, but they've accommodated our production, and it's kind of wild the way it works in the middle of this sanctuary.
Perfect place. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when you, as you say, you look a little bit like Kunstler, what was it about of getting it right? Give us a sense of what you did to understand this guy and to be able to pull that off.
Well, I've gotten to know his family, which has been an incredible honor. And I have several of the books that are written about him and by him. He was also a poet. So I did a great deal of studying and watched interviews with him on Dick Cavett. And there's the possibility that Cavett's going to come over here and see this production. We don't know for sure yet, but wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
Yeah, but I've watched a lot of interviews with him on, on social media and whatnot. And he's just, there was a book written about him called The Most Hated Lawyer in America. And I don't know. I think that was just an ironic, sarcastic title. The person that wrote it actually respected him. But he created a lot of sensation in his career. And so, and again, because he did like to be, his notoriety, he would play that up in order to get attention, to bring attention to his clients' causes and their needs in the courtroom. So
give us a sense of why you believe he was so polarizing.
Polarized? Well, because, I mean, he would represent, like I said, John Gotti and people like that. And he began his career saying, I will only represent people where I love their perspective on things. I think that changed, but then that, I guess, is the definition of due process, that you represent somebody that invites you to represent them, and present them from an angle that otherwise people wouldn't respect. And so, that's the legal process is seeing the whole picture and not just one side of it. And in Bill Kunstler's opinion, a lot of times the government was very much prejudiced against certain people because of their race or because of whatever, all sorts of different reasons. So Kunstler would stand up for them in order to just balance the perspective, which I think is fantastic, and very brave. So, yeah, he's a very admirable guy.
His
for sure.
Clients included the Black Panther Party, the Weather Underground, the Catonsville Nine, and of course the one that really made him famous was the Chicago Seven. What was it about the Chicago Seven, about that case that you think drew him to it and really put him on the map?
Well, I think he was excited by Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin. They were the primary suspects brought in by Richard Nixon and by that, what's his name? I mean, he's the head of the FBI at that time.
Hoover?
J. Edgar Hoover. But he learned from Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin, as I say in the play. They saw the trial as theater. They're part of it as comic relief, and not just for the hell of it, but to make points through calculated acts of outrageousness. Megan Fay, our director, her uncle invited, and Bill Kunstler and Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin, they all came to her uncle's house, and she sat on Bill Kunstler's lap when she was 8 years old and actually went to the trials and such, and said that Jerry Rubin at one point did a handstand in the courtroom during the trial on one of the tables. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And, they invited Judy Collins in, and she sang Where Have All the Flowers Gone. I mean, they did all sorts of theatrical stuff. And I think Bill Kunstler learned how to leverage this sort of, theatrical stuff in order to bring attention to the trial. And, And he didn't do it for money. He would speak throughout the country to raise money so that clients that hired him didn't have the money to pay him. He would do it that way. As a matter of fact, I grew up in Central California, and he came to UCSB and gave a talk in 1968. And the next day, he didn't tell them to do this, but a bunch of activists went out and burned the whole town down and ripped down the Bank of America and such. And then Kunstler was forbidden from speaking anywhere in Southern California for the next year after that. But again, he didn't tell them to do that. But they, by their own anger, they went out and behaved badly. And my dad drove me through Isla Vista about 4 days after that happened, and it was just a shambles. It was amazing to see, and I didn't know that Bill Kunstler was involved in that back then, but now I do. So it's been such an education, this whole thing.
I think the last time you were on, you told a story about when, I don't know where the show was playing, but they were looking to put up posters, and they went to one of the banks, and they asked if they could hang the poster, and one of the customers said, if you hang up that poster, I'm taking all my money out of the bank.
I remember that.
That's a long grudge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
But it says a lot about him.
I think very conservative people had issues with him, you know, and all that. He was not, I can't really articulate on that very much. But, yes, I remember that story when we were here the first time about 10 years ago, I think it was. Yeah.
This takes place around 1994. So this is at the end of his life.
Yes. He dies about a month later. Yeah, he had heart problems, and there's a big thing about he wants to do his birthday party at Caroline's Comedy Store, and apparently, in fact, he did that, and then about a month later, he died. He sort of overdid himself, but he loved getting laughs, so he went in there, and he talked about all his political activism and whatnot, but he also dropped a bunch of lawyer jokes into the evening, and, you know, he liked to entertain. And, he was in like 3 or 4 films. He was in the Jim Morrison film. He played a judge, and he was on Law and Order a couple of different times playing himself and whatnot. He was, he had an actor's need for attention, I may say.
Is that easier for an actor to pick up on?
Well, I guess so. I mean, certain actors, not all of them. You know, I prefer actors that are not so ego-driven, but he did it because he had an agenda, a political agenda in getting attention. It wasn't just so he would be the center of attention. He would use that attention in order to support his clients and such. Yeah.
When you look at this, as you said, this stop in Saratoga, then off to Scotland, hopefully.
I'm sorry, what?
And then off to Scotland, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to go to New Haven and do a one night there. And all of these venues are partly just to raise money for the Scotland trip. But then we're trying to get it booked out in Los Angeles at the Annenberg Center and in Tucson, Arizona. And, of course, Chicago. That's my dream, is to play it there where, you know, the Chicago 7 trial happened.
Yeah.
And there we have options that we're playing on trying to get all that to happen. But God, it'd be great to do it in L.A. too, just for my career, you know, as an actor.
Well, Kunstler will be presented at Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga Springs tomorrow through Sunday.
Yeah.
There are matinees at 2 o'clock. The show is at 8 o'clock. And to learn more, you can go to universalpreservationhall.org, universalpreservationhall.org. Jeffrey McCarthy, starring as William Kunstler. Thank you so much, Jeff, for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you again for supporting this this project. It's important stuff, as we both agreed at the beginning of this conversation.
Absolutely. So, very nice to have you here again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Again, it's Jeffrey McCarthy as William Kunstler this weekend at Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga Springs, universalpreservationhall.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.